X-Ray.
Welcome to Oh My Dollar, a personal finance show for the 21st century. Dealing with money can be scary and stressful. Here we give practical, friendly advice about money that helps you tackle the financial overwhelm. I'm your host, Lillian Kerr-Bake. Let's talk about money. So as we enter into the new year, I really want to encourage you to take the changing of the year to start looking at budgeting. I know I talk about it all the time, but budgets are really important, especially if you haven't done it before. But today I'm actually going to let you in on a secret about budgeting. Here's the thing about budgets. There's literally no such thing as a perfect budget. You can't just go to the internet and download a budget and have it work for you. My budget is not your budget. And while you think this has to do with my income and my expenses, the secret is that budgets have less to do with money and way more to do with values. Remember, money is a medium of exchange of values. So the other day, a friend found out that I'm researching a new gym. I mentioned I was interested in a mega gym near my house, partially for the hot tub, but also for the workouts. And he said, wow, I heard mega gym was really expensive. Initially, I was shocked because at $39 a month, it was the cheapest gym I was considering. For the past year, I've been spending $79 a month on ClassPass, which lets me go to high-end fitness classes all over the city. So half that expense sounded like a great deal to me. I work out nearly every single day. Sometimes I take a weekend day off. So this is really important to me. While I'm a former athlete and a coach who can design my own fitness program, I like the classes because I don't have to think about what I do at the gym. Someone just shouts at me at 6 a.m. and I get a workout. Now, this isn't to sell you on the idea that an expensive gym membership is important for you. It probably isn't. I don't get any sort of payout from ClassPass. This is to show you that my budget is completely different than my friend's budget. A regular fitness program is part of my values. I value my health, and I value the community that comes from a tight-knit, smaller fitness studio. When it comes to fitness, I know what works for me, and I'm willing to pay for quality. I've made the choice to make my budget reflect my values. I'm willing to spend a little less in other areas. Dining out, drinking alcohol, I rent a smaller apartment, not owning a car, in order to splurge on the thing that reflect my values. My friend spends $10 a month at a discount gym out in his neighborhood, and he gets a perfectly fine workout. But he also chooses to live in a smaller community that's far enough from his job that he spends 1.5 hours a day commuting in a car. This is a choice he's made because he wants a certain kind of home for his family. His values of family and community have led him to a different budget. He wants to live in a smaller community for his children to grow up in, and he wants to have a larger house for his hobby projects and his family. Both my friend and I make trade-offs in our budget. He's willing to drive and own a car. I'm not. I choose to live really close to my job and share a small apartment, which means I don't need to own a car. The average American car payment is $364 a month. I'm happy to allocate my dollars elsewhere. While my friend was floored by my $80 a month on fitness classes, I wouldn't want to spend every day commuting in a car. This isn't a value judgment on either of us. This is about what I want to get out of my money to reflect my values and what he wants to get out of his budget to reflect his values. The basic tenet of budgeting is you do you. What you're going to learn as you start budgeting, along with the fact that Murphy will always come in and there's always going to be unexpected expenses, is that no one else can budget for you. Following someone else's money plan won't make you happy if it doesn't have your goals and your values as a plan. If you want to spend your money on sparkly unitards but cut back on the amount you spend on dining out or even groceries, that's okay. There is literally no such thing as a perfect budget. My budget might make you feel deprived in some areas or look wasteful in others. Money is an exchange of value, and for you to really rock your budget, you need to actually think about your values. You do you. And that wraps our show for today. Our producer is Will Romy. Our intro music is by Aaron Parecki, and I'm Lillian Kerr-Bake. Thanks for listening. Until next time, remember to manage your money so it doesn't manage you.